Sitka Democrat Jonathan Crace Tompkins is seeking his fourth term. In a filing with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, he reports total campaign income of more than $58,000. He's received contributions from several labor unions and numerous Southeast residents. Crace Tompkins has spent nearly $23,000 on signs, travel, and campaign help.
We've been working hard on the campaign and trying to make sure we have the resources to pinball around a really big and remote district and be able to have a good conversation with the voters. I mean, I think I'm particularly proud of a lot of grassroots contributions from people in Petersburg and Sitka and all the smaller communities as well as around Alaska and beyond.
Crace Tompkins says he's been traveling around the district, which covers numerous small island communities from Pelican, Hoonah, and Tenneke Springs in the north to Craig and Klawock in the south.
Yeah, now that we're through the municipal elections, I think a lot more attention will focus on these state offices. And I'm just trying to do my best and work hard and excited to get closer to November.
Crace Tompkins' opponent, retired Sitka surgeon and Republican Richard Ween, reports raising more than $35,000. Ween has contributions from individual residents, the state Republican Party, and several political action committees for businesses. He also has contributed over $14,000 of his own money.
Because I believe in what I'm doing, and that is a life of service, I am happy to put my money where my mouth is and do some self-funding, because at the end of the day, it makes me more independent. I don't owe, people favors because they gave me money.
Ween says he has not been doing a lot of fundraising or actively seeking endorsements. He has been traveling around the district. He reports spending more than $30,000 for his website, campaign signs, advertising, and travel.
Going around Southeast, there just seems to be the call for change. And I've listened to many people, and I am very attuned to business and just starting to jumpstart the state in every form, in every venue. And I just feel that the need and the call is out there. Whether that translates into the votes, I'm not sure, but I can tell you that that is what I'm hearing consistently, especially in the smaller communities.
Both candidates took part in a forum at Southeast Conference's annual meeting in September. Both plan to take part in two other forums this month in Sitka that will be broadcast on the radio. The general election is November 6th, and early voting starts up October 22nd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.